Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The top five at five.
Speculation about the health of Russia's President Vladimir Putin following Monday's Victory Day ceremonies and ahead of his reported cancer surgery. A news editor says demonstrations outside of the homes of U.S. Supreme Court justices over their possible overturning of Roe v. Wade is one of the scariest things he's ever seen. Black Lives Matter co-founder Patrice Cullors admits she lied about her $6 million L.A. mansion purchased with Black Lives Matter monies and used to host Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. She told the AP she has also used the mansion for personal use. Cryptocurrency worries. Bitcoin's value has plunged 4 days in a row and is now 50% below its all-time high, although it's up between 1 and 2% in pre-market trading. An 11-day manhunt for an Alabama corrections officer and murder suspect the CEO fled with has ended following a chase and suicide of the CEO from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Health concerns are swirling around Russian President Vladimir Putin. Putin sat with a heavy blanket draped around his lap and appeared to limp to the podium during Victory Day ceremonies in Moscow, marking victory over the Nazis in World War II. Former DNI director Rick Grinnell, a Newsmax last month.
The reality is that over the last year or two, if you look at the speeches that he's given and the videos, something is happening. Something is clearly different about this situation.
The New York Post reporting that according to a video from the mysterious Telegram channel General SVR on Saturday, it said that Putin is scheduled to undergo cancer surgery. He will temporarily hand over power to Nikolai Petrushev, the head of the Russian Federal Police's Security Council. There's also speculation Putin has Parkinson's. Protests there outside of U.S. Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's house. Doug Blair is a news editor for the Daily Signal. He said the pro-choice protests outside U.S. Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh's home were one of the scariest things he's ever witnessed. Blair on Fox and Friends Monday, he called the protests an attempt at intimidation and called out the Biden administration for failing to condemn them.
The energy, you could just feel it, was palpably different when Kavanaugh came up. They were yelling, they were screaming. And look, I mean, this is an attempt at intimidation. And I think it really says a lot, too, that the Biden administration is willing to absolutely let these justices out to dry. They're not going to say it's not acceptable for you to go to somebody's house and yell and scream. That's not how we do it in this country.
Protests are set to continue throughout the week in front of Justice Samuel Alito's Washington residence. Ruth sent us published addresses of justices after that draft leak opinion written by Alito indicated the high court was set to overturn Roe v. Wade, the 1973 decision legalizing abortion, a final opinion set to be released in June or July. Black Lives Matter controversial co-founder Patrice Cullors has admitted she lied about the $6 million Los Angeles mansion she bought in October 2020 using Black Lives Matter monies. She first said she used the mansion for official business. However, the 38-year-old has changed her story. Cullors told the Associated Press Monday she used the opulent 7-bed Studio City compound for recreation twice.
We found this really amazing space that's a sweet spot between commercial and residential that has office spaces, that has parking, that has, yes, a home on the property, but also has a sound stage where you could do podcasts and you could do live events in the backyard.
Cullors used the mansion to hold a party to toast Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's inauguration as president and vice president in January of 2021. Then in March of 2021, she said she used the luxury property to host her school-aged son party. Well, after diving over the weekend and into Monday, Bitcoin is up 1 to 2% this morning. The cryptocurrency dropped 5.2% over 24 hours to $32,940 at 7 a.m. yesterday, Eastern Time. Bitcoin has slumped 5 days in a row to less than half of its all-time high of $69,000. That was back in November. The fall is not exclusive to Bitcoin. Ethereum, the second largest crypto, also fell by 5% from the start of the weekend to $2,440. Since Friday, Bitcoin has broken below its three-month rise trend line, falling out of the $35,000 to $46,000 range. It had bounced between in the first few months of this year, and analysts are now indicating the fall in prices could be the start of a new market trend as Bitcoin's valuation approaches the lowest level it has seen since July of 2021. Bitcoin's performance, analysts say, is in line with market trends after the Federal Reserve indicated it would raise interest rates by half a percentage point Thursday, the largest increase since inflation. U.S. stock futures fell and government bond yields rose. European and Asian stocks also pulled back yesterday. A tragic end. Following an 11-day manhunt, former Alabama corrections officer Vicky White has died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound following her capture and that of escaped inmate Casey White in Indiana. Here's Sheriff Dave Wedding of Vandenberg County, Alabama.
But I want to commend the Marshall's Task Force for being here and working diligently with the Vandenberg County Sheriff's Office to put two bad people and get them off the street.
No shots were fired from law enforcement during the arrest of the Whites, who are not related or married. The pair fled the Lauderdale County Detention Center in Florence, Alabama. That was back on April 29th, the day Vicky White was actually set to retire. Authorities in Alabama are preparing to extradite murder suspect and convicted felon Casey White back to Lauderdale County. Police say a tip led law enforcement to the couple.